Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Now to our look at conditions on the land. Something quite unfamiliar has hit Northland. Sunshine, but it's still incredibly wet. Midweek squally showers around Pukekohe have again hindered work activities. Irrigation's not been necessary, but a few consecutive days of fine sunny weather would be welcome.
In Waikato, maize crops are flooded and turnip crops are underwater in some places. One farmer has had about 30 hectares of maize to replant as the flooding has killed the plants. Our contact says he's measured 137 millimetres of rain in 2 weeks. He was talking from the tractor as he began work on cutting silage. It should have been done a couple of weeks ago, but it started raining and didn't stop. When we called in Bay of Plenty, the sun unexpectedly was shining and there was no wind. It comes after 2 days of rain, taking November rainfall to just over 300 millimetres. Our contact says if December has normal rainfall, the year's total will be 2.6 metres of rain, the second wettest year he's ever had, with the record being 2.7 metres. On the orchard, pollination of gold kiwifruit is about finished, with the green proving a bit difficult.
Tomaranui in King Countries had the wettest November our contacts ever recorded in his 40 years, 240 millimetres of rain. Grass has been growing reasonably well, but needs more sunshine to harden up. It seems to be going through the stock very quickly. Young sheep are also needing some vitamin D to perk them up. The lack of it slowed down their growth rate. Lambs are finishing slower than normal, and the advice is to book in a slot at the works as they battle with worker shortages. It's been pretty pleasant in Taranaki despite quite a few showers. Rainfall's got the grass growing, but it's been challenging for those needing to get silage off. Some small gaps in the weather have meant some farmers have been able to make a start and keep their nose in front.
There's been unsettled weather in Gisborne for the past 2 weeks now, with some real extremes, a bit of sunshine, heavy rain and even hail. Our contact says it's been a horrible long spring in terms of getting anything done. Nothing disastrous, but quite messy. The planting period for seasonal crops has been mixed, which will have an impact on flows and timings of the first third of summer crops. Our contact says he's hoping to have good supply, but if anything, it won't be tidy. Hawke's Bay has had good weather for flowering vineyards. A few thundering showers passed through, but there has been nice warm weather with a fair amount of breeze. The fine weather is also helping with fertilisation. Flowers on the vines are looking healthy. Work on the vineyards is all go.
Manawatu is drying out rather than getting wetter. Grass is growing well and getting ahead of what stock's needing at this point. Lambs are needing a bit more sunshine. Summer crops went in rather early in the region, which in the end was good considering the rainfall the past 2 weeks. Now most crops are looking well established. It's been continually raining in Wairarapa. Our contact says if we didn't have any more rain for the next 10 days, he'd be quite happy and be able to get some work done. Farmers are busy weaning and shearing, a heartache for many with falling wool prices. Feed quality should be good for the next 8 to 12 weeks.
Over the Cook Strait to the Nelson region, continued unsettled weather happening right as pastures have gone to seed has presented challenges for a Golden Bay dairy farmer. Feed quality has gone down very quickly, and they're trying to manage cow production as best they can. It's dropped about 10% in the space of a couple of weeks, and they're bridging with supplements. Still, they're up 4% on the season, mating's gone well, and he's fully staffed, so he's counting his lucky stars. They'll reset the grass with the mower and are thankful for cooler nights this week and regular rain. Everyone's thinning on apple orchards. An inch of rain, mainly from the south this week, has kept things ticking over nicely on a hill country farm in Marlborough. Normally they'd be browning off by now. Lambs are being weaned and a lot of export beef has gone off farm. The store lamb market is very average, down $30 a head on last season. Killing space at the works is still a big challenge. In vineyards, growth is prolific and no one needs to irrigate. Wine growers can't afford to slacken off, keeping on top of powdery mildew and botrytis this year. Flowering's just around the corner and workers are busy wire lifting, bud rubbing and foliage spraying.
It's been a showery and colder than usual week on the West Coast, says a farmer up the Grey Valley. He's cultivated paddocks waiting to be sown with winter crops, but it's too muddy for the tractor. Luckily, he made heaps of silage before the wet weather arrived, and thanks to some excellent grass growth, the early silage paddocks are already coming back into the feed round. Cows are okay, he says, and milk production levels are catching up, but still behind what they were last year. A wet couple of weeks in Canterbury has soil moisture levels full and finally they're getting a spring flush of grass growth. Temperatures remain cool and stock production, whether it be milk or meat, is behind normal. Some sun and warmth would be nice, says our contact at Hororata.
Like elsewhere, it's been a wet couple of weeks in central Otago. This has stopped some farmers from doing the first cut of hay and baleage. Lamb marking's done and percentages are good, but they're starting to scour or get messy around the tail due to the persistent wet weather. There's a lot of feed around, so cattle are putting on good weight. A dairy farmer at Edendale in Southland says grass is shooting out of the ground after 30 millimetres of rain this week. It's put a spanner in the works in terms of making baleage, though. He's got 40 hectares of pasture waiting to be cut, baled and wrapped. Mating's gone well and cows are in excellent condition. Currently, his herd is producing about 2.2 kilograms of milk solids per cow and production is up 4% to date on last year with fewer cows.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.